The state compiles its list of polluted waters every 2 years as required by the Federal Clean Water Act, and there are a few additions to the listed creeks and bays in Southeast. 6 waterways were newly listed in Category 5, which means they're impaired and have not yet had an improved plan for recovery. 5 of those unnamed creeks drain into Sweetwater Lake outside of the Prince of Wales community of Kaufman Cove. The 5 creeks were impacted by the Federal Highway Administration's reconstruction of a road outside of Kaufman Cove. The Department of Environmental Conservation's Nancy Sonnefrank says the road was constructed with acid-generating rock.
When it's exposed to air and undergoes weathering, it leaches acid. And when this acid gets into waterways, it'll mobilize metals, so the metals levels go up. So it was listed for various metals that were found in the water that were exceeding the water quality standards.
Those streams have seen higher levels of aluminum, cadmium, copper, iron, nickel, manganese, and sulfate, and have exceeded standards for fish populations there. Sonnefrank says the creeks are not used as drinking water sources. The U.S. Forest Service and Federal Highways have spent an estimated $10 to $12 million to remove the acidic rock and do other cleanup work since that problem was discovered. Ken Vaughn is the Forest Service's on-scene coordinator for the road cleanup project and says most of the cleanup work has already happened.
In early winter of 2008, we addressed 3 locations in providing filter trenches to stop the release of acid rock drainage coming out of rock pits, and to remove all of the rock out of one of the streams at 2 crossings and replace it with limestone from a nearby rock pit. And the data that we have to date from monitoring suggests that we are back in compliance with water quality standards. We're not going to claim that yet because we don't have enough of a monitoring record.
Vaughn says fish in the Sweetwater Lake streams were impacted by the acid rock.
The fish were displaced from the stream, and the buildup of residues that precipitates from acid rock drainage coated the bottoms of the streams. We've noted in the stream that was treated in 2008 that the stream seems to have flushed well. We had salmon spawning in the lower reaches of the stream last fall. We're going to continue monitoring, and in spring of 2014, we'll have finished a 5-year period, and we'll use that as the basis to declare success or determine if we need to do something more.
Vaughn says a few weeks of cleanup work still remain this summer. Various government agencies will continue to monitor the water quality around Sweetwater Lake. Those creeks only achieve the Category 5 status of impaired and without a recovery plan because the plans in place already have yet to receive final approval by the federal government. Another water body listed newly as a Category 5, impaired and without a recovery plan, is Saltchuk Bay. That's near Kasan on eastern Prince of Wales Island. It's the site of a former precious metals mine, and mine tailings left in the area have polluted the waters of the bay and a nearby creek with elevated levels of copper. The site this year was added to the Environmental Protection Agency's National Priority List for cleanup, also known as the Superfund. The list identifies the nation's most serious uncontrolled hazardous waste sites, and it can commit funding for long-term cleanup efforts. Several Southeast water bodies have been moved on the list because of improved water quality. One is the Nakwasina River near Sitka, first listed in 1998 for timber harvesting and road building activity that has produced landslides in the watershed. The DEC's Sonnefrank says water conditions in the Nakwasina have improved.
That had some turbidity problems, but we've done some additional monitoring. It usually takes about 2 years of monitoring data to establish that it's consistently meeting water quality standards. So since the Nakwasina has done that, we've now removed it from the impaired list, and it's attaining water quality standards for turbidity.
Another impaired site from past logging practices is Ketchikan's Ward Cove, formerly owned by the Ketchikan Pulp Company. It's the other southeast site currently on the National Superfund list. The EPA did cleanup work there between 1998 and 2001, and the site has been moved from a Category 4, a polluted status, to a Category 2, meaning it's now meeting state water quality standards. In addition, Jordan Creek near Juneau and Clag Bay near Sitka have also changed categories. Those two are still categorized as impaired, but now have plans in place for improvement. The Southeast Alaska Conservation Council says the 2010 DEC report points out the need for pollution prevention. Guy Archibald is SEAC's Mining and Water Quality Coordinator.
It's unfortunate that new waters are being added to the list. This tells you that the current water treatment technology and regulations are still inadequate to protect our clean waters. It's almost impossible to fully restore and clean up a water body once it has been polluted. We would like to see, more effort put into preventing waters from reaching this list in the first place.
Archibald says SEAC is glad the federal government has stepped in to provide funding for cleanup of polluted waters. As an example, Archibald says he still would not eat a fish from Ketchikan's Ward Cove.
Moving a water body up in the list only means that it's meeting the bare minimum water quality requirements for the uses of that area. Ward Cove historically was a very productive habitat. It's real close to Ketchikan and eelgrass beds. It was heavily polluted due to mill activity in the past. And it's kind of an example of how hard it is to actually clean up a water once it's made this list.
Archibald says SEAC also wanted to see a listing this year for Kendrick Bay on southern Prince of Wales Island near a uranium mine. A number of other southeast sites still remain on the DEC's impaired waterways list without a change in category this year. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.